Yerushalmi Shviyas Daf Ayin Hey, we're starting from the Mishnah on $9 a base. The Mishnah is discussing a Machlokes Tanoim, Nageya, to the Din Biur of different types of vegetables. The Shali is, when do you split them if they're done in the same basket, in the same process, in the same procedure? When does one get a Din of beer over another one? A person preserved three pickled vegetables in one barrel. Obviously, different types of vegetables, and he pickled them together in one thing. And the Rafuld explains Gimel Mina Yerak Yerak B'Chavasak, three types of vegetables in one chavas of chometz, of a vinegar or tzir or brine. In order to be able to go ahead and have the taste of three yerak together, so you pickle them, it should be able to go together to have a combined taste. Is the way that he explained. You marinated them together to preserve them. They should be able to have some kind of combined taste. That's the way the Marfud explains. So the Mishnah. So Elezer Aymer, Oichlan al Rishon. We eat all the vegetables, barrel only, on the count of the first one, which means the first one that comes from the field, that disappears from the field, is no longer accessible. The chi of beer comes in, even if the other ones are still around. Once any of the first of the three is removed, then the rest of them have the din of beer, even though they may still, the other two may still be some places on the field. If Yeshua disagrees, have a lock one. You can eat until the last one. So you can go, if you have three of them, that one is removed now from the field in 1 month, and 4 months later is the last one. You can, there's no din beer until the last of the three is there's no din of beer until the last of the three. So the Gemara said, yes, so the that's Rav Yehuda Shita. Gamliel says, Kol Shkolam Et Bina Manasada, any vegetable in the barrel that it's no longer in the field, Yovar Menachavis. So then you have to remove it from the barrel itself. In other words, that the since the thing itself is Omri, is the beer, has to be destroyed. So too, Gemara says that therefore anything over here as well, that's going to be Mali Merak Min and Asada. If you're removing it, then Yivai Min and Merakovis. It shows he has a din of beer, and you have to remove it as well. And the this would be a separate halakha. And if we look at the one as different, if Yivai Min and Merakovis, only the one Min and Asada. So only the one that Min, the other ones are not. So you see, Vinama, only that species has to be removed, not the other one. So you see that we'd separate this from the others. So we have, again, the first opinion of Elazar, you go by the first one, the Nechi of Beer. Rav Yeshua says you go by the last one. And Rav Gamliel says you go by anyone, any of them individually. One is missing, that one becomes subject to Beer before the other ones. Rav Shimon Omer, fourth Chita is Kol Yerek Echel Beer. All vegetables are the same, Lagabi Beer. And as one, any type of vegetable remains in the field, it's a look because there's no din beer, even though the others themselves are no longer here. It's the same rule of thumb. It's all according to Rav Shimon. It's all one din. They all go by the din of Kol Yerek Echadu. And Chama didn't give a shear, says Marfil, to each yarok, each one by itself. It gave a general rule. Then you go by one. As long as there's one's in the field, as long as there's one vegetable out in the field, the locus there's no din beer yet. Therefore, you're allowed to go eat all the vegetables because of regila. This is type of regila, the type of vegetable, chagugulius, a type of vegetable that grows the longest in the field, lasts the longest of any of the other ones. And it goes mibikas based on the tufa until the time that this thing is hidden from the valley of based on the tufa, where it goes, an area that's very moist, an area that's very far, very moist away, and things don't really grow there because it's very difficult to grow. So you're going to say over there, even the thing over there, if you have anything over there, even in that place over there, it would be considered connected what you're doing now. It would be connected without giving a definition of where, of what your connection is there, without any connection to whether it's out in the field, the luck would be, because at such a time, these things are so far removed, so they're individual, unique things, that as long as they're in the field, the rest of it all goes by that halakha as well. The Mishnah is going to explain all the different four shitas. Says the Gemara. So we have three shitas and we have the fourth shita of Rav Shimon. So the Gemara wants to know, my time really, what's the time of all? What's the reason for all these different shitas? Well, that's the reason Elazar says that you go by the first one, because the first one, it goes away from the field, gives flavor to the other ones. And Mela, just like the flavor is mechuy of beer, so too all of them, the animal, the thing itself is mechuy of beer. Therefore, once the mechuy of beer, the first one becomes into play, all the others have to be mevayer as well. Rav Yeshua says, no, we go by the last one. His reasoning, achron nos in tam rishon, the last one gives a flavor to the first one. And since the last one was a while back, and now now this one came back, so mela, we look at it as if the others are still here. We don't consider it as if it's removed. And Kashal Yeshua, the Gemara said, L'chaira, this Kash of Yeshua is difficult to unexplain. We say that the first one does not give any time flavor to the last one. So it doesn't give any flavor to the last one. So where do you get this din of beer? How does a beer work over here? How does he get a din of beer? That's the way Gemara says. It's Shverim Rav Yeshua. Why should it be? And even though Tamaklan shouldn't have the same flavor as the one at the end. The Chaira, it doesn't belong there. It should be separated. It should be together. It should be within a few parts. Surely, note it in where you have a complete difference of opinion, and all of them to consider as if it appears from the field. All of them should be disappear as well. We don't consider that. We don't consider that Svara. And it's a kasha and Yeshua's explanation. Like Amliel said, "Kotzkamina b'sada." Anything as long as one is remaining in the field, and look, you buy me a chavis. Then you go and burn that one from the chavis. Val tani, look good for. We pass on look like Amliel. We pass on Amliel. That's what we do. We don't go and peddle it. Rather, we go and try to do what has to be done as if it had beitzim, and then we go ahead and remove it to where we want to. And you're able to go ahead and use it without having a din of Gamliel around the corner, without having a din of having to give it to Gamliel and tell you where it's, you don't have any anah from it. From that point on, Gemara doesn't say that. So I'm going to give some practical logos. Once a person begins moving some stored produce from his zotzer, Gemara says, as if it all be removed. Even though you did part of it, it looked like all of it, you put it in my beer. You let something, the first thing is done, and the rest of it continue afterwards. So to over here, it's considered as if it's a, as will all be removed. Faith the Gemara, I see you have the commentary of Yosef. It was a mice that came from Rav Yosef. Somebody would go take Shvius after he moved it from this house, but he didn't take Shvius yet. So what does he do? He went to Pasen. He was a Pasen according to Cheskel. Amalei, lo dana svile. I don't Pasen like him. But on account of was that which is the difficult Rabbanon, a difficult Psak. Halach is, both of us we say, that there are two bodies that the Gemara says, we consider we follow Allah, we go Basar Chumra. People say, now we go Basar Chumra, and we go Basar, the first part as well. And both of them are all considered true. And maybe therefore, if you divide up both of them, we don't have a good track record. We don't have a din to tell us that both of them are included, and we should potter out all the other things that we said, which is definitely an interesting case where the Gemara is telling you, where you say, you see the Chokmah of Shabbat, you see it, but the can't be this way. We want to know what then the status of beer is. So the Gemara says, read Sukh Bhavi, Dio Avilei Avda. My Zuriz of Idea, I once had a case. The Gemara says, came in front of Yemiya. Amalei said to him, "Ma, what is this? Aruchti kamed of Shaul. Is it that the? What are you doing? The lions of Shaul are going to destroy you. Are going to come after you. Gemara says, "Asa Shaul the Yoshia. He had Rav Yosef question. Amalei, how many lachdos in Yom? He said to him, "Look, I don't understand it. Look at the three that are with you. Akiva Kamei, and the consider it's not Hefker, it's not Shvi, it's not Hefker. So therefore, in today, same thing we have over here, the same guarantee that we're not going to have any, not going to be any issue, not going to be any question about the ability to give up the ownership of it. Is to make it not to be considered Hefker. We have to know that someone's accepting upon themselves. We'll declare it according to what we can. We'll declare it to an acceptable way to count the beer. So the Gemara says, maybe there's another case as well. Kupatkia Tziporin Shalom Ravimi. The Kupatkia Tzipori asked Ravimi, they asked him a question, And they said, since we are strangers in the land, do not have a people who are friends. We don't ask them anything. And show my baby part. What do we do to fill beer? There's no Indian. We don't go ahead and ask the Shaila. So Gemara says we don't inquire. So therefore, the idea of beer would be an obligation that we have to do. So I'm alone. When you see that the street is clear of passerbys, you could go take out the produce from the street and therefore make it onus. Because you know they're going to come take it. They're going to come take it from your store. So therefore you say it's not your sign, it's not your mufka. Therefore let it be alone. Let's see what happens. Let's not follow up. But then there's a tremendous issue in the streets there today. People are establishing themselves. So mainly therefore it would be a din where you would go ahead and try to avoid the danger, but it wouldn't help you. And it goes welcome because you should go ahead, and since you were the first one to expose it, you'll be exposed to it again. Gemara says, when it came to Eretz Yisrael, Chagai would distribute. Gemara says he would distribute two things. He would distribute dragons upon dragons of wine. He would go ahead and that's what he would give. So Gemara says this was considered that way they did beer, the way the practice was of doing beer. So Gemara says, what's an example of what they were doing beer would be? So Gemara says, Chizkiah went to visit Yirmiyahu, and he put Shvius in his house. So Amalei said to him, I've acquired for you to put in the store. The beer is coming, so you want to save it? I'll put the stores for you. And otherwise, the Torah makes an efker. You won't be able to use it. So Gemara said, when he saw that, Amalei said to him, Rabbi Yirmiyahu said to Rabbi Chizkiah, we'll see you put the kabach. Bind up those coins. That we said we're going to go into business together. Gemara says, "By three lumpish to the other, go have attack in your hand." Gemara says, "Amalei said to him, I read Mukamuzko, the area is Muska to you. He has considered an exchange for you to do." So Gemara says, "If you see an exchange to you, then the luck would be, So he say, he didn't actually believe that the thing was Hafka. Gemara says, Ali. But then Gemara says, no, I can believe it. Again, so what the idea of, because with the original thing that was given out, there's a lot of mixing, a lot of new things here, a lot of different things. So maybe it's not the original thing. Gemara says, it is the original thing. And the Gemara says, and Rima tells you, we'll see a chazaka, that you actually have a chazaka, that you're able to acquire it, that you acquired this thing, that you're able to go do so, b'toras halva, even though you're not doing it, which doesn't change the status of beer, but it is a fact that you're establishing an ownership level, which we didn't have before, which is important to be able to continue to go on with the corporate structure that we have in place. We'll stop over here.